NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Five former police officers are now facing felony charges for the violent arrest of a 29-year-old driver in Memphis. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
The Shelby County District Attorney announced criminal charges, including second-degree murder, against five former Memphis police officers involved in a traffic stop that led to the death of Tyree Nichols.
The actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
The five officers who were fired last week surrendered to authorities.
Let me be clear. What happened here does not at all reflect proper policing. This was wrong. This was criminal.
Nichols died just 3 days after that traffic stop. An extremist inspired by ISIS has been convicted of running his truck up a bike path and killing eight people in New York City in 2017. A jury will now decide whether he should be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison. The double murder trial of Alex Murdaugh is underway in South Carolina. The former lawyer is accused of killing his wife and adult son. Sergeant Daniel Green was the first to arrive on the murder scene, and he testified in court today about what he saw in his own body cam footage.
On the right would be Maggie's body, also laying face down on the ground. Large pool of blood around her head.
And we see an individual standing. Who is that?
The individual standing in the background would be Mr. Murdaugh.
He says Murdaugh seemed upset but didn't cry. The FBI helped break up a big ransomware gang known as The Hive. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Going after their infrastructure, going after their crypto, going after the people who work with them here, getting the keys and making those available. But it also includes hunting people down.
The network targeted victims worldwide. President Biden's team may have been a little more proactive than we thought about recovering classified documents. CBS's Stephen Portnoy explains.
The White House and the president's personal lawyer have repeatedly said that Mr. Biden's legal team was in regular contact with investigators, even as they kept the discovery of classified documents at the Penn Biden Center from the public. But now, a source tells CBS News, the Biden team also kept from the Justice Department a plan to have Mr. Biden's attorneys search the president's home in late December. Classified documents were found then. We're told the revelation caught prosecutors off guard, and it's what led the FBI to conduct a search of the president's home last week.
Elon Musk changed his name to Mr. Tweet and now says his platform, won't let him change it back. The nickname refers to a mistake a lawyer recently made during his Tesla trial in California. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The railroad crossing near the Domtar Mill in Nucusa will not have working lights until spring. Drivers need to be aware when driving on Market Street in downtown Nakusa. Watch for trains and also the person flagging traffic when trains are coming. There have been several incidents where inattentive drivers were nearly hit by the train or almost hit the person trying to warn them about the train. The railroad crossing will not be repaired until this spring when crews install a permanent concrete surface. The road will be closed at that time for approximately 2 weeks during the installation. Tickets are still available for the Father-Daughter Dance on February 4th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the Southwood County YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids, this annual dance is an event to create fond memories for all who attend. Tickets are $25 per family and include a flower and crown, fancy appetizers, and refreshments. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 11 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 30. Cloudy skies again, tomorrow night, lows dip down to
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a $1 million giveaway Thursday. But I think we're done, Dom. I think we gave away $1 million since 9 o'clock this morning on the Civic Media Network. So now we can just move on to the party, the happier happy hour. And I've been joined here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, Civic Media World Headquarters, Milwaukee County Corporate Council, Maggie Dawn. How you doing, Maggie Dawn?
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. It's really good to be here. What a great location. I love it, but I hear you're upgrading.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're addition by subtraction. We're kicking Dom off. No, we're moving into fine new studios. State Street and Dayton Street, same building as Comedy on State. We're going to be across from the Overture Center and about a half a block from the Orpheum Theater. So we will be a landmark in the entertainment district of Madison, Wisconsin. One block from the Capitol.
Yeah, that's some fancy pants real estate. You could hit the Capitol with a baseball if you threw it from there.
Dom couldn't.
Have you seen Crudy's arm? I don't know about that.
My arm's
getting old. You both throw like girls. Stop.
I think it's broken. Maggie Dawn, we were just, as you entered the studio, we were just having a little tiff, a little lover's quarrel, if you will, about a Dan Kelly Super PAC ad. And you said it was genius. Explain what you mean. Genius, she
what?
Said.
I just thought, like, absolutely. Like, go play the ad in the marketplace of your partisan enemy radio station, and maybe somebody will be dumb enough to think that you're on their side and cast you a couple of votes. Who knows?
Not if you listen to that ad.
People don't listen that carefully. It's
the whole ad starts with this ominous, liberals want to take over the court. But Dan,
is it in Dan Kelly's own voice?
No, but no, he's way more contemptuous. I mean, if they actually roll out a candidate Dan Kelly ad, they're going to have to pay voice talent. Because if you roll out Dan Kelly for Dan Kelly, nobody's voting for the man.
I could not agree with you more about that, Mike. Like,
I'm
I have actually. No.
Come
but
on,
even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again. Listen. I have heard him speak. I'll just say that.
He's like, very pompous.
the man does not suffer from a self-esteem problem. I'll go with that.
I mean, I would, you know, it seems like overcompensation to me.
Yeah, he is on the short side.
Hey,
I was introduced. I was introduced once, and I was like, "Oh, look at you down there with your little furry head. That's adorable."
You guys are so cute.
Oh, it's why I still, to this day, if I have to be in court, like I'm putting on the like 4 or 5 inch heels. Like, forget about it.
Put on the power heels.
Heck yeah! It's a huge visual. Like, if members of the gallery, opposing counsel, whatever, and you get up to introduce yourself, or you walk in, like, I like to do sort of the, like, just on time show up. Like, I don't like to get there 20 minutes ahead and be fuddy-dudding around with it.
See, Dom prefers, like, 15 minutes late, fashionably late.
No, I'm talking about for a court hearing. You're not
I am
showing
as well.
Up. Okay. I'll give you some cool guy points for that, Dom. But no, you show up right on time, and you sort of shuck your coat off, and you walk over to opposing counsel table to, like, introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Maggie. It's really nice to meet you. And
does that force them to stand up? Yes.
Yes, they have to stand up because they realize that you're standing and looking down at them. And then they arise to their full height, and their neck is still looking up at me. I'm like, yeah, you're fully standing, and so am I. Nice to meet you.
I'd have to step on a chair to look down.
Yeah, you need a little box, little booster box for Dom.
As a tall woman, you use this apparently to your advantage. I just assumed we all had this vantage point on the world.
No, all some of us have to rely on our charm and wit.
So how do you get through every day, Dom?
It's tough, Maggie. It's tough.
Maggie, from a...
It ain't the looks either, I'm telling you.
There'll be another hour of these insults going back and forth. Am I deserved of Dominic's insults?
Yes. Wait a minute. What? That was a question? Sorry.
Yeah. A blanket yes.
If I could finish my sentence.
Oh, there's specifics. Okay.
I didn't know it was going to be conditioned, but go ahead.
Dan Kelly adds, messaging on the radio. I am so desperate. I mean, we're 6 years this week. 6 years ago, I mortgaged my house. We went out and bought a radio station. And Dom came with me. In fact, one of the earliest memories I have in radio station ownership, we're using another guy's studio. The good folks over at Good Karma Brands over on Wisconsin Ave and their old Big Blue. You know, the one that almost got the John Doe investigation?
Yes, the real estate, commercial real estate lease, yes.
Yep.
As fate would have it, we were in the very building that Wanker tried to put a sweetheart deal for one of his buddies in.
It only makes sense from like a Wisconsin politics perspective, right?
And Craig Karmazan, the owner of that fine institution, at that time they had these glass front windows on Wisconsin Ave. And we got like their last crappy stuffed office, but it was technically a studio on the glass. So we got, you know, all the vagrancy of the worst part of Milwaukee. And we were all stuffed. The entire corporation worked out of a closet, effectively. And when we would broadcast, and we had just nationally syndicated, we had an obligation to put out a quality product, despite Dom would have to stand behind the electronic console in about a 14-inch space between that and the wall. I could not fit back there.
Oh, my gosh.
I would not fit
Wild.
Back there.
And I thought the Brady Street studio was a little bit of a tight squeeze from time
to
time.
Luxurious. And anyway, so we worked there, and on second or third day, we just launched this radio station. February 1st, 2017, came out of the test patterns, ESPN Deportes, and we played Long Way to the Top, If You're Gonna Rock and Roll. And Karmazan's chief of staff, a guy I've now come to know and like, Tim Culligan, came down and he said, I heard you boys have been drinking down here a lot.
That's hilarious.
And as fate would have it, tequila was the fuel that fueled like Dom's first week in the radio business. I mean, he was going through like one of the big bottles like every third day.
Oh, I mean, come on, man.
And for such a little guy, that's a lot of tequila, you know.
We were living at the radio station. I mean, we should have had cops.
Wow.
We like had 1 hour of memory. We had like 3 rotator ads, and we would have to manually trigger the ad and then play another ad and then make another ad play every commercial break just to have something to play And we would still put on the greatest radio show ever in between.
Just ask you.
Well, you know, it was pretty much
what we weren't clicking the buttons, what we were not playing, Michael, were Dan Kelly ads, man.
Oh, back to the
But Kelly, if Dan Kelly had bought them, I'd have played them.
Take their money.
Well, I am taking their money. And I have always encouraged, and you know, sometimes people shake a fist at me. Clearly, he's mercenaries trying to get people to buy ads on a commercial radio station. How dare
he? Whoever heard of such ludicrous thing?
Not Democrats. Typically not Democrats. So, you know, suddenly we've got this statewide network, and someone's not doing their homework in D.C. They haven't noticed yet, these radio buyers. So a guy in Wisconsin hires a guy in D.C. to buy a radio station ad in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And he says, hey, Civic Media, play these ads on Devil Radio. The Devil Radio part should have been something of a give. I can't believe Dan Kelly's
what,
super
PAC. What, really bad naming decisions? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that comment. My ego acted like a shield to that comment. You know who really hates Devil Radio as a brand?
Someone who is extremely smart.
Doesn't everybody is kind of the answer.
Right.
My wife, my children.
Yeah.
My neighbors.
Yes, it's terrible.
Dob likes it, though. Kind of suits us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio, but, you know, I have no input on these things. I'm just the
just along for the bride, right, little buddy.
Right. Just stand there and look pretty. Okay. Right.
Or in your case, sit. Nobody can tell the difference.
Yeah, I'm taller on a bar stool.
Better you sit down. Better you sit. If you're ever at council table, probably as a defendant... And the prosecutor comes over wearing some 4-inch heels. Just
stay seated.
Stay seated. Don't stand up till the judge says, will the defendant rise?
Please rise.
Folks, she's Maggie Dawn. She's Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. And apparently, she's a former friend because with the insults being singed around here, it's going to affect our relationship, I got to say.
That's how you know your friends, when you can
give some ribbons. That's how I express love, Mike.
That's right. She's just pulling your pigtails, Gertie, but, you know.
She pulled too hard. They're all gone. Maggie Dawn, Jennifer Doro, you have not had the benefit, apparently you work or something, of reading the headlines of the day, but accusations leveled against the son of Jennifer Doro, reporting by Daniel Bice at the Journal Sentinel. And the Journal Sentinel independently interviewed those making the accusations. And the accusations being leveled at Michael Doro is he sold a now-deceased Cade Reddington, a UW-Milwaukee student, freshman, sold him what was supposed to be a Percocet, but it was laced with fentanyl. It was witnessed by the bouncer of the Miramar Theater. It was witnessed by other people. The guy had stated his specific intent to go buy perks from Mike Doro. Mm-hmm. And 15 months later, no criminal charges. We should make that abundantly clear. An ongoing investigation, the police force at UW-Milwaukee say. But politically, this ain't good news for celebrity judge, Supreme Court wannabe Jennifer Doro. I mean, this is not the sort of headlines you want to make in Dan Bice's column. Although I've never really seen Dan Bice write a positive piece. Come back with us. We'll be all positive. It's a happier happy hour, and I'm damn happy. I got Maggie Dawn here with me in Madison. She's the Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. You're listening to the greatest radio show ever, and humblest, some people say.
If you talk and they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You
can do it if you try. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wow, is that your real name?
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio and on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio.
You know, I feel like it's getting a little confessional up in here. Got a fine guest. She's not a priest. She's Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn. Maggie, appreciate you coming and joining me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, the current world headquarters in Madison, but we're trading up. We're doing better. We're going up to State Street. That is, I mean, University Ave's pretty cool, but State Street is the heart of the city of Madison. So anyways, looking forward to that next week or two. Nobody really, really wants to move, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, moving is terrible.
Well, we've got a primary coming up on February 21st, and we look forward to doing election night coverage, and I'm hoping all the returns are in, yeah, by like 10:30, you know, by like the 10 o'clock news.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Let's get them all. Well, I'm looking at you, Milwaukee County.
Listen, the longer we take, the better that is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the primary...
lots to count.
Make sure we've got a lot to count.
Everyone would expect, all those, the political junkies that do the math and read the tea leaves, expect we will have one liberal, quote-unquote, between the Everett Mitchell and Janet Protasiewicz. And we'll have one conservative, be it Dan Kelly or be it Jennifer Doral. But this new Dan Bice column, I mean, the timing, do you think it had to be Dan Kelly's camp, right? I mean, if you had something on Doral and you're the Democratic Party or you're...
You save it for the general.
You save it for the general.
I mean, that's always the assumption, right? Like pre-primary, if an attack ad comes out, it's coming from the person that's competing. You know, your top competitor. Conventional wisdom, right?
So Uline drops $700,000 worth of super PAC ads for Dan Kelly today, on the very same day that Dan Bice publishes a hit piece on Jennifer Doral. Doesn't mean it's inaccurate. Let's assume it's true for point of conversation here. The allegations against Doral's son being alleged by friends, no criminal charges, though. How politically damaging is this to Judge Doral?
Yeah, really important and I think sticky question. In general, I have always been of the opinion that what goes on with people's kids, and particularly when candidates' children get into trouble, right? That one should not be imputed to the candidate, absent some other set of circumstances.
The allegation in the story says that Jennifer Doral, or at least according to the son, Michael Doral, had texted the son and said, are you still dealing drugs. And he showed that off to his colleagues. And apparently that was relatively shortly before this other young man died of fentanyl poisoning. Does that change the circumstance at all if the mom is cognizant of the fact that he is doing so?
Yeah, I think it does. And I mean, the reality is that I think as candidates, women and men, and what's going on with their families are treated a little bit differently. Forgetting this text message, which is certainly like a pretty outstanding fact, and I don't mean that in a positive way, right? But all else being equal, I think voters in the state of Wisconsin would be more apt to find a child's legal troubles or something that is this serious, where their actions, their criminality resulted in the death of another person, are going to be pretty unforgiving, and more unforgiving of women, I think, than men. The expectation is that the women take care of those things, right? Like, that's just sort of the reversionary world that we live in. That fact, in addition to all of that, like, yeah, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt a lot, particularly given why she rose in fame, right? It was as sort of this judge in this, in this important, critical, national media attention-grabbing case. So, yeah, I think that's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt a lot. Interesting to note, just from a timing perspective as well, Mike, that Judge Protasiewicz's her pro ads, like for herself, right, started today as well. So there must be something in the how to run a campaign rule book, right, that said this number of days out, like this is when you start running TV ads. So she's actually got TV ads rolling out now.
Hey, Maggie, pardon me, I get what you're saying, but this is not like a minor child of a candidate, right? This is an adult child of a candidate. I mean, how do you, even if the text or this private, you know, Snapchat communication is accurate, how can you assign blame to one adult when it's another adult? Unless it's happening, you know, within the premises of the property, unless, you know, they're supplying the drugs, unless there's some other connection, how does the candidate, how is that their fault?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm just saying, from sort of a cultural, subconscious, and sometimes overt bias perspective, that distinguishing fact, I don't think will matter to a lot of Wisconsin voters. It will definitely, I think, have a negative overall polling impact for Judge Doro. How it plays in the long term and how she handles it and what she says in response, I think will matter. I think that will matter here.
And that has not been positive, according to the reporting of Daniel Bice, when the deceased fathers addressed the judge once he identified who he was and why he was
at a Mexican restaurant.
At a Republican event.
Oh, boy.
At a Pints and Politics Republican event. She said, "I'm not talking to you," and walked away. And you know that, and I get it, you know, but there's no empathy there. I mean, she came out with a statement later saying, you know, we feel for the family and all that kind of thing. But in the moment, you can listen. You don't have to say anything. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be a politician and out there, you just walk away from this kind of situation. You don't take the heat. You cannot not have a comment. But I think the walking away, the how she's handled it so far has not been great.
I'm shocked by that. When you have those jobs, sometimes you just have to sit and listen to people say tough things to you.
Folks, say tough things. We got to listen to it here. We take it from Trudy.
Steal my thunder.
That's right. You got to eat your broccoli. We are the Devil's Advocates. That is our pal, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. This is the Happier Happy Hour coming back. We're going to discuss perhaps some national news. I don't know if you saw the New York Times today, but this investigation into the investigators, well, that was kind of hairy. Maggie Dawn, stick around. We'll join you on the phones as well, 844-967-2789.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's something waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Cotton Thimble and the Southwood County Humane Society. The Cotton Thimble, come in for all your quilting needs. Downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
The Arts Council presents the Wisconsin Brass Quintet at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids Thursday, February 2nd. The Wisconsin Brass Quintet is a faculty ensemble in residence at the Mead Witter School of Music at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Get your tickets anytime at saveofthearts.org or call 715-424-2787. Thank you to the Mead Witter Foundation for sponsoring the outreach program associated with this performance. The Wisconsin Brass Quintet with the Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Fry.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Indoor Soccer League is still accepting registrations at the Southwood County YMCA. This is a co-ed league for ages 16 and up. The program begins on February 5th at the Port Edwards Branch YMCA. The league will meet from 7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Renters who still need help with rent and utility bills after the COVID-19 pandemic need to apply before January 31st. The Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program will stop accepting applications before midnight. The program helped Wisconsin families with more than $500 million in rent and utility bills over the past 2 years. While the funds temporarily helped with rising housing costs in addition to pandemic complications, it is not a permanent solution. The federal funding is almost gone, and the program will end. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland defeated the Badgers 73-55. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 11 tonight under mainly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 30. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 7 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicic. Currently it's 22.
Heard the little messaging in question, at least here in Madison, on Devil Radio. The Brain Trust over at the Dan Kelly Super PAC bought multiple ads in Afternoon Drive on Devil Radio. Somebody didn't do their homework.
Do you think, I mean, that's a big screw up. Like, that's the most colossal.
Someone's getting fired, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not going to
drop in the dime. No one tell them, please. No one tell them. Okay, a couple observations
at some point,
about the ad.
I'm going to get a call and they're going to want to pull these ads. But the good news about political, they got to pay you up front. Cash the
nice
check.
Cash the check.
Always run straight to the bank with
Make
political
sure it
money.
Clears. Yeah. Couple of observations about the ad. The first one is there is generic, like, white dude rock and roll music going on. Like, it's like Bon Jovi adjacent, right?
Like where Nickelback meets Bon Jovi somewhere in there?
100%. And then the guy that's doing the voiceover work, it's like, it's as if the script, right, the copy that he's reading was not a political ad, but like the best new Tom Cruise thriller movie to come out, right? And it's like, it's kind of sexy, breathy voice too. So like, who is your target audience here? And it like screams all of the closeted Republicans that live in like Brookfield and just out, you know, the ring around Madison. It's quite the interesting aesthetic choice, I will say.
We are cashing those checks.
Yes. Cha-ching.
Why not let Dick Uihlein's money build the good guy Death Star that we're going to use against him in campaigns from here to the end of time, Maggie? 844-967-2789. We got a couple of friends. Let's take a couple of calls while there's time. Rico from Rock County has got a question for Maggie Dawn. Say hi to Maggie, Rico.
Oh, hi, Maggie. Always love it when Maggie's on the show.
Don't we all?
You guys are doing... Yeah, we all love Maggie. She's not only smart, it looks like she can have a good time, too. I don't know, white ball, whatever.
All right, my friend. Right. It's after five.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's for Maggie. And, you know, this whole story with the Doro's son getting busted. Well, it kind of stole my thunder a little bit. But I want to ask this question just to Maggie here because she's smart, right? And I think she might have some intelligence on this. I want to know, Meg, what are the parameters and, you know, the outlying stuff you have to prove for, I'm just going to get right to it, change of venue in a court case. What are the give me in the ballpark. I know you're not necessarily a lawyer, but give me in the ballpark of what it takes to get a change of venue. Okay.
And are you a defendant, Rico? What right. Why are you asking, man?
No, I'm gonna tell you, I'll ask it after she gives me this answer.
Always love that. Answering legal questions into a factual black hole. Though the precise languaging here will change depending on the state that you're in, it's basically that...
Wisconsin.
Yeah, it would be not possible, or a reasonable person would not believe that you could get a jury that is relatively unbiased in the jurisdiction that you're in because of whatever... the predisposition, the heinousness of the crime, inflammatory media coverage thereon and so forth. It's a pretty high standard, and I'm not familiar with exactly if it's a preponderance standard, meaning a reasonable person by a preponderance of the evidence, or if it's something less than that. But it's basically a genuine conclusion that you would not receive a fair trial, and that's what will motivate a change of venue.
Now, why do you ask, Rico? Or defend that 24713, as the case may be.
This is why I asked. This is why I asked right here. Listen, because I'm wondering, and I thought this, give me Mark Richards as my attorney if I'm Daryl Brooks, and I think I can make a good appeal argument on just the sheer fact on change of venue alone. And that's just my opinion. It may be coming. I don't think it's going to change the results for Mr. Brooks. But I do think, and Doro handled that case, I do think that should have been a change of venue case. That's just my opinion.
Rico, did you also attend Regent Law School, formerly the Christian Broadcasting
Network School of Law?
Where's your law degree from, Rico?
Court TV, I hate to tell you. I've been watching it for 23 years.
Appreciate the call, Rico.
Hey, you know, Night Court's back, Rico. I hear that should be pretty good.
You know, John...
So it's actually back, by the way, Dominic. So Milwaukee County to deal with the backlog, because basically coming back into court's rooms after COVID, we were prioritizing felonies and more serious crimes. So we actually do have Night Court now in Milwaukee County.
You know that TV show, John Lauer Kett. the actor that plays in Night Court, here's the interesting part. He also was the narrator in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 1974.
Seriously?
And the entirety of his compensation for narrating that movie was a brick of weed.
Okay, that's
wow.
That's a really good Thursday fun fact.
And that's a very specific fact there, Curry. Thank you for that.
It's
still a movie that, if you've not watched it, it holds up. It still does. It's an
creepy
evergreen.
Yeah.
Yes. It's almost as well as the original Night Court does. 844-967-2789.
That was all because of Roz, man. Roz made that show.
Right. Is that all you got for our buddy Rico?
No, I was going to say, listen, there were two things that made me really nervous about the way Judge Doro handled that case.
You're talking about the Darrell Brooks case, the Waukesha Parade murder case.
Yes.
Carnage case.
And the first was the fact that they didn't simply move the trial. If I was a judge in Waukesha County, I wouldn't want that trial in Waukesha County. Put it somewhere else.
Like Milwaukee County, or you got to move it a long ways away?
You know, to be candid, I don't know how that gets decided in the state of Wisconsin. That's a great question, Mike. I would probably, you know, to just insulate the verdict, would do it in Milwaukee County. Right, if you were a defense lawyer, you'd probably want more. So fine, put it in Milwaukee County and convict the guy anyways, right?
Because the facts of the trial were not in doubt. It wasn't like he was going to win at trial because he was all over the videotape.
No, he actually made a pretty sophisticated argument.
In his own defense?
Yes, despite all of the theatrics. And he was basically making an intent argument. Now, that wouldn't have done anything about the fact that he committed homicide, right? But effectively, he was saying, listen, I was just trying to get away, and I didn't have an intent. Why would I want to kill more people? That doesn't make sense, right? Like, that would not be in my interest. I was trying to avoid the police, sort of in theory. It's a pretty sophisticated intent argument, and it does have this, like, element of somewhat common sense. But I think all of the other evidence surrounding it, and effectively evidence that seemed to point to almost him pointing his car in the direction of some people, you know, obviously undermined that. But that was my first sort of concern. Oh boy, if I was going to challenge this conviction, that would be an issue that I would raise. And the second one was how his complete and utter disruptions were then handled by removing him from the room. And that can sometimes be problematic.
Because the defendant, and I don't know about proximity, but legally the defendant has the right.
Witnesses, yes.
And he was his own defense attorney.
Correct. So when you add the fact that he was pro se at that point, that is about as thin of ice as I think any criminal courts judge in a felony criminal homicide case would want to get. You've got somebody pro se, which is problematic. The easier thing to do by far would have been to grant a change of venue motion. Now, I don't know if one was actually brought, to your point. But if one was brought, I probably would have been inclined to grant it. And then dealing with his misbehavior in the courtroom in light of the fact that he did not have a lawyer. So there's some ground there. I would expect an appeal.
Wanted that trial. The judge wanted to catch that trial. I mean, that's a trial of a lifetime. If you're a county judge and you've got ambitions, let's say for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, you're not given a change of venue. You are going to be the presiding judge in that trial if you are motivated, ambitious to run for higher office.
Of course you would, right?
Could that be part of the appeal? Hey, here's the ambitious judge who wanted to keep it against all, you know, whatever norm, da-da-da-da-da. Could her political ambition be part of the convicted felon's appeal?
Good question, Dom. I would put it in there. I mean, it's part of the overall context, right? Because I will say this. To me, if I was an aggrieved Waukesha resident, right, and felt really strongly about this, I would have looked at exactly how she handled all those issues in the case as like the right way to do it. you know, like, you can't comport yourself in the courtroom, sir, you will be removed, right? Like, there's a lot of what I'm going to just call, like, instinctive, like, yeah, that's the way to do it, sensibility about what she did. But within a legal system where you're taking away someone's, like, the ultimate set of rights, right, liberty rights, it shouldn't be like, yeah, that feels good, that's how it should be done. Like, there are a set of very specific rules that effectively define due process, and those standards are always tested the most when it is the most despicable defendant, right? Yeah. That's when it becomes really challenging to stand by these fundamental principles that are not, it is sometimes really personally difficult and emotionally distasteful, to say the least, when those rules are used to defend almost the indefensible, right? But that's why they're there. You test them in those moments so that they can be used later for the innocent criminal defendant, right? That's how the system improves and is tested. We'll see what happens next.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, one of our good friends at Legal Eagles that comes around oh so rarely here in Madison.
Yeah, this is a special trip. It's really cool to be here. I'd seen the studio before, obviously, with you and Sage. But it's really fun to be in here and, like, watching the busy traffic roll by on University and to actually be on the air. It's great.
Occasionally they honk. Occasionally they flip the bird.
Has CJ showed up with any
CJ
posters?
CJ showed up and slapped the poster right there. Yep. And startled me a little.
I had a great argument with CJ on Earl's show on Wednesday. Oh, that was
good. What are you doing? You're cheating on us with other radio products?
It's not cheating. It's just spreading the wealth. There's enough.
If I recall, Maggie, Earl was the one that introduced you to us to begin with. So it's not really cheating if we met you after Earl.
Oh, do I get to tell the origin story on the air, Mike? Because I love it.
Is this...
If it rips on Crudy, yeah, you got like 90 seconds.
It does.
The media Don Juan story of Earl Ingram? Oh, what are you telling us?
So Earl puts me on the air a couple times. He's loving it, right? Keeps me on for a few segments. Fancy Brian comes in, and Earl's like, you should keep her on. And he's like, I know, she's great. What's that? So this happens a couple of times, and then you happen in the studio one day, and Earl is trying to introduce me to you, and Mike, this is Maggie, you should put her on the radio. And you go, well, what do you do? Who are you? And I go, I'm Corporation Counsel from Milwaukee County. He goes, I don't screw around with local political talent. No way. Like, just kept on walking, like, barely even slowed down. Earl's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't worry about it. We'll get him sooner or later.
At least, Maggie, you always know where you stand with me, right?
Oh, I love some good upfront humility.
Folks, you are listening to the humblest radio host in the entire state of Wisconsin, playing out worldwide on the Civic Media app.
Crudy.
All the Crudy fans and Patriots have the Civic Media app on their smartphone. And we got the finest of guests. It's a happier, happy hour because Maggie Dawn's here with me in Madison. Running short on time, we are going to take more of your phone calls at 844-967-2789. And maybe even talk about investigating the investigators that kind of started that right here in the state of Wisconsin under Brad Schimmel. Think the John Doe Part 3.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
Wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Come on, feel the noise.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Man, we don't keep the riots quiet around here. We got the finest of guests. She is Maggie Dawn, drinking at least her 1.5 White Claws. I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed in White Claw.
Serious?
I was talking trash before you came on the air about White Claws.
What are you talking about, man?
No, why would I waste my time drinking sparkling water or White Claws?
Tell me more, Crudy, with Captain Morgan Diet Coke, Crudy.
You, okay, let's take this up because now you've done it, all right? Your cocktail is what, like, 18-year-old girls from Hubertus, I love you, Hubertus, drink. Like,
shout out WGBW, Hubertus.
Right? Like, what did your drink sophistication palate, like, stop in your mid-teens?
Yes. You're drinking the modern Bartles and James over there.
So, what, you want to know why Bartles and James is still, like, remembered as a thing? Because that stuff was delicious.
That's virtually Zima you're drinking.
Oh, listen, this is Zima with a Jolly Rancher in it, which I did back in the day because that too, my friend, was delicious.
You know, it was the peach schnapp and the orange slice, and Crudy moved up to the Captain Morgan Diet
right.
Coke.
So that is it's
way better now.
As Orange Crush is to peach schnapps, Coca-Cola is to Captain Morgan. I agree.
When I was a DJ in the clubs as a young man, not quite of the age of legal drinking, but I worked in a dance club, and I would order drinks at the bar, Sex on the Beach. See, very like, manly.
In public, you ordered this?
Just, you know, at the bar before the people really got busy. But I always told them, I don't need the umbrella.
I draw
because
yeah,
I'm a man's
so
man
well.
Here.
Yes, yeah, yes, but damn those White Claws, Maggie Dawn.
844-967.
They're delicious.
789. Talking about Hubertus, not quite Hubertus. Jim from Appleton. Jim, welcome.
Thank
and
you.
Before we let you talk about what you want to talk about, let me be greedy with your time. Have you tried the new WGBW signal 97.9? I'm wondering how it sounds in Appleton.
Well, it sounded great for 4 days. Not a day I couldn't hardly pull anything in.
What's going on, man? Weather, you know what? Radio is weird science. Even the weather can change a little bit, and the signal's not quite as good. But tomorrow, the sun will come out tomorrow, and 97.9, you'll be able to hear it all the way in the out of Gamey County, Jim. But I'll let you go now, man.
Well,
I'm sorry to waste your time.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that when you guys have Maggie Dawn on, it is definitely the best radio show anywhere in the world.
Don't tell Earl.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Yeah, we do make her look good, don't we, Jim?
Listen, when the targets are that easy.
Right. All she has to do is walk through the door.
Jim, you got any political thoughts?
Yeah, as far as the Honorable Jennifer Doro's son problem, I got one thing to say. Hunter Biden.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the point. Like, adult kids sometimes do very stupid things. So do your minor children. It's a really slippery slope.
Is that not a reflection upon the parents? When my kids are terrible, That's bad parenting in some
level.
Well,
Mike, I'm just going to say this as most
in my case, at least.
Yeah, as most delicately as I can. Okay, I have seen a picture of your daughter who is like drop dead gorgeous, model, beautiful, and sir, that is no reflection of you. So I think we should extend the same courtesy to Judge Doro.
You know, and but here's the thing. You know, you can only do what you can do as an adult, and you know, I have kids. I get it. You know, and once they're a certain age, you are no longer legally liable for them. And you can do the best thing, man. You could be whatever. You know, think of the quintessential parent. You know, however you whatever your gauge is, and be that. It doesn't matter. The kids are going to do when they grow up. They're going to do what they want to do, Jim. And I just don't. And I just don't know if necessarily, given what we know, that this should be reflective. And I'm not a supporter of the Judge Doro, but I don't know that this is something, unless she was part of it in some way, that's really it's really something that she's responsible for, Jim.
Oh, I agree with you. The Republicans are going crazy after Hunter Biden, who was an adult child before he got into any kind of trouble, and they're trying to pin this on the president.
Jim, but, and I appreciate your call, man, and shout out of Gamey County, 97.9, the weather will be better tomorrow, and the signal will be crystal clear, I promise you, because Dom and Crude are going to be in Green Bay tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting loud and clear. 401, Dom, write this down. 401 North Washington, Suite 111. I'll meet you there early afternoon.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Party down in Green Bay. I forgot what I was talking about, though. So too many shout-outs to where
you did
we're...
You did the promo so well, it doesn't matter. Well, I think he was expressing, I think, the tension point about Judge Doro. And fair as an electoral matter to hold a candidate responsible for bad decisions by adult children?
I would say when someone ends up dead, that's a bigger deal.
So the attribution happens only if the crime is serious enough?
Yeah, see, I don't
AI. AI team. Here's the other part.
Dom, he's wrong. Let's go get him. Go ahead, Mike.
I know, it's true.
If I understand the between the lines reporting and the attribution to the father of this now deceased, the parents hired the lawyer, and I'm not sure that I would take a differing tact if one of my kids was accused of dealing a drug that killed somebody. Well, I would know that child of mine was subject to prosecution under a Lenny Bias law. I would know that kid could end up in prison for a long time, but the parents are buying the legal defense. He's not. He hasn't even said whether or not he did it. He didn't even go deny it. He just lawyered up within his rights to do so. But when the parents probably provide the financial means for this legal defense, instead of walking him down to the courthouse, I mean,
walking
I don't
him
know
down
the
to
right
the courthouse
answer.
And doing what?
I mean, if my kid killed someone, I don't know, dude. I don't know if I'd try to get him off.
Well, okay, isn't that the point? You don't know. This is one of those
the
things.
Accusations are pretty clear, and I would say I am
that's
surprised
not the don't
by
know
the
that
reporting.
I meant like you don't know as a parent, right? Like that is probably one of the most challenging decisions any parent would have to make about a child. And again, I think the fundamental question is, does that matter in terms of her candidacy for the state Supreme Court? Some people, I think, reasonably will answer yes, and others, I think, can reasonably answer no. The question is, long-term, how big of a hit will she take? I have no doubt, especially because she's a woman in this sort of a state, that she will take a hit.
Yeah. There's only one correct answer. Dan Kelly's the real conservative in the race. The ad right here on Devil Radio should have told you that. Friend of the Devils, Maggie Dawn, thank you so much for making the trip down here to Madison. Folks, stick around. Next, Native Roots Radio, then our good friend Joel Clay Fish, raised in the Wisco, originating from WAUK. Keep it locked right here, Civic Media. The Million Dollar Giveaway Thursday edition is done, and the Million Dollar...
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation.
At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE.